Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we're doing Tzadi Gimel today, and hopefully also Tzadi Dalid. Tzadi Gimel has a few assorted halachos that connect to other simanim, so we are going to be turning pages. Interestingly, I will not spend a lot of time discussing the tour in Tzadi Gimel. The tour quotes some very unique shitas, which actually, methodologically, you see how the Taz operates in a way that the Shach doesn't. The Taz deals with all those difficult shitas. The Shach ignores them, except in the Kudas HaKesef keeps on reiterating that we don't paskin like them. So we're going to start with the Shulchan Aruch when it's important to go back to those radical shitas in the Torah. We will. So let's begin with Lashon Shulchan Aruch Tzadi Gimel Aleph. Keder Shibisho Ba'Basar Lo Yivasho Ba'Chalav. So the title of our simin is Keder Shibisho Ba'Basar Lo Yivasho Ba'Chalav. We're talking about a fleshik dikapat. You can't use it for chalav. V'mbisho Ba'Mitoch Me'Eis La'Eis Aser B'Nosein Tam. And if you waited 24 hours before using it, now we're going to discuss what exactly is the amount of time that creates Nosein Tam Lefgam. In Simin Kuf Gimel, we are not going to learn Nosein Tam Lefgam. It's a very important topic. Be'ezer Hashem, we will get to it a little bit before Purim, I hope. The sugyas of Nosein Tam Lefgam, which are extremely important. We are actually going to focus on one anaf of it that has nothing to do with Simin Kuf Gimel, as you'll see shortly. So if you have the pot that's been waiting around for 24 hours, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter, but if it's within 24 hours, it's aser. V'tzarech l'shar neged kol hakdeira, and you need to assess the amount of tam keneged kol hakdeira. Now the shach gets involved in sifkat and all something else that we're not going to discuss, and that is how you make a cheshbon of nesinas tam. Now the shach has some technical problems. For those of you who are not sure how you would ever have an issue of tam versus no tam, in terms of what you've learned in the past of the defanos, so that the shach addresses, and we're not going to address that at all. We're going to assume that it's possible for the defanos to give off tam into the basar. The shach asks, how could that be technically possible? So we're going to assume it is possible, because that's what the mechaber assumes, and that's what the halacha assumes, even though we've had mar mekomos before that seem to contradict that. If there's been a 24-hour raid, kodim shibishubo, haveli nosin tam lufgam, umutar tavshil. Then in such a case, everything is going to be mutter. What do we mean everything is mutter? So let's start cheshmaning. In regards to the pot, so the pot is a fleshik dika pot that has had milchiks cooked inside of it. However, the fleshiks hasn't been accessed for 24 hours. So then in such a case, mutter atavshul, the tavshul is going to be mutter. However, the kedera has an interesting phenomenon, a fascinating halachic state, this kedera. Avla kedera, also levashul ba lo basar velo chalav. The kedera is really technically not basar b'chalav. It's not basar b'chalav, but you cannot cook in it neither basar nor chalav. Why can't you cook basar inside of it? Because at the end of the day, chalav has just been cooked inside of it. So it's tam chalav. Why can't you cook basar inside of it? Because there's chalav there. Why can't you cook basar? Why can't you cook chalav? The reason you can't cook chalav in there is because originally this was a basar pot. Now you're going to say to me, but at the end of the day, this pot hasn't been used for 24 hours for basar. But at the end of the day, we know that the halacha is that even though the pot is no saying tam lefgam, nevertheless, as you all know, you can't use a fleishig pot to cook for chalav, even though be no saying tam lefgam. This is a din lechatchila. The din lechatchila is that you can't use a pot that's going to be no saying tam lefgam. So that's going to be in regards to using the pot for basar and for using chalav. We're going to examine this isur. We're going to examine the nature of this isur. Thank you very much. We're going to examine the nature of this isur, and we're going to see that when it comes to the isur, what the background behind it is, and some nafkaminos. Okay. What we did, Rabbi Yosef, without you, was we read the Lashon of the Mechaber in Tzadi Gimel Aleph. The first thing that one could ask in regards to the mechaber is what about using it for parav? The mechaber seems to say that it's not going to be a problem to use it. It's also levasha lo basav lo chalav, and the Rambam immediately says avol shar dvar mutter. Everything else is going to be mutter. So the Shach immediately explains what's going on here. The Shach in Sifkatan Gimel says as follows. Maybe we need to close the windows and turn on the air conditioner. It has absorbed both them. Hilkach, asal vasha ba basal lechatchila, afilu achem yisleis and bishul zeh, kamosha asal vasha chalav lechatchila, bekder shal basar achem yisleis. Miu im bishul ba basar, toch meis leveis, le bishul ba chalav pshita tat hav shal asar. Avon bishul ba chalav pshita de mutter bidiyavid. So the regular rules of no saint tam lefkam are going to apply, and that is the food is going to be mutter if you cook chalav inside of this pot, because it hasn't been used for basar for more than 24 hours. However, you cook basar inside, so you had just cooked chalav preceding, so then the food would be asar. And here's the point about parav. Avol shar dvarim, explaining the words of the Rama, continues the Shach in the middle of Katan Gimel, she'ena lo shel basar lo shel chalav, kigon yirakos vidogim ukai gavna, mutter levashel ba afilu lechatchila. However, to use it for parav is going to be acceptable. Now, we are going to discuss halachas of nat bar nat down the line, what is going to be the status of the food. At the end of the day, the yurakos that you're cooking with, presumably they're going to be milchiks, because you had just had milchiks that were cooked inside. However, lechatchila, there isn't going to be a problem to use it. This runs along with the lines of what we have seen up until now. We have made reference to this, that at the end of the day, it's not considered an iser to get hana'ah from a pot, even if the pot is basar and chalav together. We saw that there are opinions who hold that even if you have basar b'chalav mamish, you could use the pot for items to have hana'ah from the pot, because you're not nene migufa yisr, you're not getting hana'ah from the gufa yisr. So therefore, there's not going to be a problem to cook, technically, to cook pariv inside. We're going to see this as well in Simin Sadi Dalid. This is going to come up as well, that there isn't going to be a problem on that front. However, one should be aware, and the Shach already points this out, that all of this is mi'ikr d'dina. Mi'ikr d'dina, there's no problem to use this for parif. However, there is a chumrah of the Ramah that the Ramah himself says doesn't make any sense, but nevertheless, it's the minhag that the Ramah followed. And that is what the Shach refers to at the end of Sifkot and Gimel. Ulkaman, Sadi Dalet, hey, Kosav Arav, Denogin Lesar Akli She'ena Ben Yomo, Afil Lashar Dvarim. The Ramah himself is machmir to use this kli even lishar dvarim. The Ramah seems to say that in all instances it will be usur to use a kli. It will be usur to use a kli. Let's define this kli. Even though the kli itself is not basar b'chalav, the chalav was cooked inside of this basar 24 hours after it was used for basar. Nevertheless, we have a chumrah of a Ramah that says that you cannot use that kli at all. Where is this Ramah? So let's take a look at the end of Simin Sadi Dalet. It really comes out of left field. And so in Sadi Dalet, we'll do this, most of the Ramah now, and we won't have to do the Ramah later on. The Ramah says, in the end of Sadi Dalet, Kedera Shebishla Bayurakos, Omayim. If you have a kedera that you have vegetables or water cooked inside, V'tachvu ba kaf ben yomo, and you put a kaf ben yomo inside, v'akdera eina bas yomo, and the kedera is not a ben yomo. Okay, so we got vegetables, no iser there. We're in the last sif in Sadi Dalet. I apologize. Sif hey in Sadi Dalet. My bad. It's Sadi Dalet hey. Sadi Dalet hey. So the Ramah there says that if you have a kedera that you cooked rirakos or mayim, and that kedera had a kaf ben yomo that was put inside, so you have, let's say, a milchiga spoon that was put inside a kedera eina bas yomo of basar, o lehefech. Or another case, sheish, maichel shishim, Hakol shari, everything is going to be permissible. The food's going to be permissible because even though you had basar and chalav coming together, one of them is Eina ben Yoma. Okay. So let's not focus in the case where there's Maichol Shishim. Let's talk about the case where it's Pogum. V'noagim lahachmir, the minig is to be machmir, lechol amachol kimina kli, to follow the status of the kli shu ben yomo. In other words, in the case that we just discussed, the spoon was ben yomo, so therefore you give it the status of the spoon. V'lesar hakli she'ena ben yomo, and to say that the kli that was ena ben yomo is going to be asur. In other words, in this case, the basar pat that was an Eina ben Yomo, that kli becomes asur. Now, the Shach is going to point out that based on all the rules, it doesn't make sense to asur it. Both the rules of not bar not, as well as the rules of no sein tam lefgam. In such a case, the kli shouldn't be asur. However, the Rama concludes, Ve'enu elechumra ba'alma ki medina kol shari, but the Rama said that the minug is lahachmir. So in this case, over here, this is even less of a reason to prohibit than the case that we had in Tzadi Gimel. In Tzadi Gimel, we mamish had chalav inside a pot of basar. It's just that one of them was tam pogu. So, despite that fact, we said Mi'ikur Dedina, everything is going to be mutter in terms of using it for Parav. Because as far as Parav is concerned, give me a reason why it's Asr. It could be that the pot is going to have a din of Chalav, but outside of that, nothing should be Asr. However, the Rama over here in Tzadi Dalet, in a case that's even quote-unquote better, where you don't even have an item that is basar chalav that's cooking inside. What you have is a kaf that's a ben yomo, and then you have a pat that's an einu ben yomo. Nevertheless, the minug is lesser a klisha einu ben yomo. Why? Because at the end of the day, the rationale for the minug presumably is that you're going to tell the housewife that what she's got is milchiks inside. The yirakos are milchiks. And then you're going to tell her that the pat is mutter. She says, wait a second, you just told me that I cooked inside milchiks. So therefore the Rama concludes that there is a chumrah ba'alma that says that we have to kasher the pot entirely. So points out the Shach, now coming back to Tzadi Gimel, the Shach says that really once we know that the Rama in Tzadi Dalet Hei is machmir, the same is going to apply over here. Back into the Shach. Ulakamon Sadi Dalit, hey, Kosa Rav de Nog and Lesser Klishen Ben Yomo, Afilu Shardvarm, Afilu Shenet Chavbo Rak Ben Yomo, in Ken Kosha Ken Khan. Here, certainly, the special Bo Masar Mamish, the halacha would be that you're not allowed to use it for Parav. So, therefore, bottom line is, when you have a conflict between an Eina Ben Yomo and a Ben Yomo, what we're going to do is we're going to say that the Eina Ben Yomo pot, in such an instance, is still going to be usher to use, according to the minig of Ashkenaz, even for Parav. The Ikur Dedina, coming back to the case of Tzadi Gimel Aleph, there is no basar b'chalav here. Technically, one would be able to cook Parav. The Tzarech Lomar concludes the Shach, the Kan Sasam Advarim L'Inyan Dina. Here, the Mechaber concluded, and the Rama himself concluded, according to the Din, and later on, he's going to tell us the minig to be machmir. He assumes we're not going to stop in the middle of Chorev Zman, in the middle of Tzadi Gimel, that he knows that we're going to get to Simin Tzadi Dalet. Okay, so that's halacha number one that emerges from Sif Aleph. Now, the overarching theme that emerges from Sif Aleph is a split. There's a dialectic over here in regards to Tam Pogum. And of course, the dialectic is that when it comes to tam pogum, so then the tapshul is mutter. However, when it comes to a clean pogum, osur lishtamish, you're not allowed to use the kli. Now, it really doesn't make any sense. Really, the halacha should be one or the other. If you say the tapshul is mutter, so then in such a case, the kli should also be mutter. And if you're going to say that the kli is asr, then why is the tavshil mutter? No, yes, we're going to explain in Kuf Gimel the lumdus of how nosin tam lufgam works and why min haTorah it's mutter. But now we're asking on very practical halach lemaisa level. Why is it on level of derabban? On level of deraisa, we're willing to be mekabel. Everything is mutter. The kli pogum is not also l'shtamish. Min haTorah it's mutter. But now we're interested in terms of the halacha. In terms of the halacha, we don't understand why there should be a difference between the two. So for that, we need our booklets. In our booklet, we have three makoros in the Rishonim of behind the split in terms of the halacha. In terms of the halacha lemaisa, and that will propel us into another couple of examples of halacha lemaisa of a kli eina ben yoma. So what we're discussing today is kli eina ben yoma for a couple minutes. We're discussing now kli eina ben yoma. And here we have three svaras in the Rishonim. Tosis in Avodah Zarah, Dibra Maskel on Ayin Vav and Al, the first page. Dibra Maskel Mikan Ve'elach. Tosis there says the following svara. On the first wide line in the Tosas says the following: V'lesar hakdeira, the kdeira is aser l'fisha hakdeira hayibo iser gomer tchila, aval hamachal lo nivla bo iser me'olam. Tosas says something very interesting. Let's say we had a pot that was cooked with nevela. You could give a lot of lomdish svaras for this Tosas. You had a pot that was cooked with nevela. After 24 hours, the halacha is that if it would cook something else, then the food would be mutter. Tov. But there was a time that the kli was a kli of nevela. Says Tosfos, when you have a kli that once started out with an identity of isur, then midrabanan we say it's always asur. However, what is food that had a tam pogum? Food that has a tam pogum never was min haTorah aser. What was the case of where we said that the tavshil is mutter? You have a case in which tam of nevela pogum was put into it was. Let's say it was. Let's assume pogum and sariach, something that is wrapped in, are the same thing. So you put tam that was already entirely bad, you put it into another piece of meat. So then in such a case, that piece of meat, never the meat that was mekabel tam, pogum of nevela, so that piece of meat was never aser. So just tells us fundamentally there's a difference between a kli, she'ena ben yomo, versus the food itself. And Tosfos says, therefore, once the kli had the identity of nevela d'oraisa, we're going to aser it forever. And therefore, it's fundamentally different than Tavshil. Fascinating chiluk of Tosas. Yes? Ken?
So
there is shi'im
achshav ishti tam shel basar, halav. Ze atzmo nisa nevela? Tam shel basar nisa nevela? Lama omen shi'im? Ma yadim de halav basar, lo benevela?
Lo. אז נשים את basar nevela בצד בינתיים. אני רוצה מה להסביר מה הכי ברור. נבוא לזה. נבוא לבוסר בכל.
נסכים מחלב ובשר, לא בנבלה.
זה אותו דבר, אנחנו משתמשים, עוד מעט, אני רוצה שהקווים יהיו מאוד ברורים, ואז נעבור לעניינים יותר מסובכים.
בינתיים עכשיו
עשו את בנבלה. אני מדבר עכשיו בנבלה. תוסת יהיה שייך גם לבוסר בחלב, אני רוצה שהקו יהיה ברור. Okay, this is the sheeta of Tosas. I'm choosing, as Rabbi Yossi pointed out, I'm choosing intentionally nevela. Take a look at the Rush in Avodah Zarah, on the next page, in Simin Lamed Vav. He gives Tosis's reason. I underlined it. It's on the second column. And then he gives a second reason. Again, he quotes Tosis. Ki akdei rahayibo iser kodem shenifgam. Aval tavshu lo hayibo iser me'olam. Goes with Tosis's reason. This is the Rush in the fifth parak of Avodah Zarah Simen Lamed Vav. Va'od b'tavshu lekel migzer dilma achol b'nispashlo bas yoma. So loshkiach lebasho b'bas yoma, hov aslecha tefila. Afilu kishem bas yoma. Vein choshem no sin tam lefgam, ad she tisha k'dei rabbi. Okay, goes on something else. Says the Rosh another svara. The Rosh says that this is all based on gzeros. When it comes to food, if you're gonna are you afraid that if someone's gonna eat tam pogum of nevela, they're gonna come to eat nevela itself? Says that we're not afraid about. That's a chashash rachov. That people are going to eat tam pogum of nevela, they're gonna come to eat nevela itself. Hence, a machel that has tam pogum is going to be mutter. However, when we're talking about a kdeira, so there it's much more of a chashash if you're going to allow the chatchila people to cook with a kdeira ena ben yoma, they're gonna come to cook with a kdeira ben yoma. This is the svara of the Rosh in Avodah Zarah. Finally, the Ran in Psachim, this is actually an Oz V'Hadar find. We're going to see that the Prima Gadim brings up these two svaras that I mentioned from Tosis and the Rosh. The Prima Gadim doesn't quote the Ran. The Oz V'Hadar pointed out, I'll just synopsize, the Ran appears on the top of Daf Ches Amid Aleph in the Ran in Psachim. He says that if you've already been mispashel the food, so then in such a case, that's already considered bidyeved. You haven't yet cooked the food, so then in such, you've already cooked the food, that's mamish a case of bidyeved. However, to be mishtamish with a kli, lechatchila to use it, that's not acceptable. In other words, the gzera of Eina Ben Yomo is a gzera lechatchila. So lechatchila applies to kli. To a tavshil, that does not apply. If you take a look, the Ran does seem to say it, on the top of Ches Amid Aleph. What are some nafkaminas between these three svaras? So in a complicated Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim I found was written in not an easy way to read, but in the Sif Seida, Sif Katan Gimel, the Prima Gadim alludes to this not as clearly as these three shitas, the way we presented them, but the Sif Seida does allude to both the Shita of Tosas and the Rosh. And we're going to touch on a couple of nafkaminas that the Prima Gadim makes reference to. Number one, you know, I'll flesh out nafkaminas, Yosef, and then I'll take your clarification. Go ahead.
Isn't that exactly what the Rosh said? The Ram?
No.
Isn't that meaning?
No, I think they're different svaras. Look at it, and you tell me in the base marriage whether you still think they're the same.
How broadly applicable is this concept that once the food is cooked, it will not be considered a situation of bidyeved?
Sounds like every time it'll be tam pogum will be considered bidyeved.
But would that apply to, say, other cases of?
All
once,
instances.
Once food is cooked, it's already considered a bidyeved scenario.
Lechura, you can be madame Muslim also, unless you'll have a reason to be mechalik. If we take a look in Simin Sadi Dalit Sif Dalit, right in the beginning of the Sif, Ba'az ani mityaches la'ashela shelcha yasi, okay? Bo nistakel, Sadi Dalit Dalit. Im eina kaf ben yomo. If you have a spoon that's not ben yomo, hakdeira vahatavshil mutarim. And you mix, okay, so you got everything hot here, and you mix them together, the kedera and the tavshil are mutar, vahakaf aser lechatchila. But the kaf is going to be aser. The kaf is aser. Why is it tavshil mutter? Why is it tavshil mutter? Because the kaf was an ena ben yoma. But wait a second. What about the kedera? The kedera absorbed tam from the kaf. There was kaf that gave off tam into the tavshil, which gives off tam into the kedera. So why don't we say that the kedera is going to be aser? Comments the Ber Hagola, Sif Katan Vav in the Ber Hagola, Shom. Kivan Shebola Hacholav Bishash Vachov. The calf is aser because even though it's an Eina Ben Yomo, the Cholav it absorbed when it was healthy Cholav, when its time wasn't Pogum. The basar it absorbed when it was healthy basar. Masha ein kein hakadera shelo bala ela achar shenifkema. But the kadera is different because the kadera only absorbed the tam chalav, which is tam chalav pogum. It absorbed tam chalav pogum. Everybody got it? I'll repeat it. This is it's not extremely complicated, but it's nuanced. Let's make sure we have all the details. We'll say the case again. You know what? Let's draw it out on the board. So we have a spoon. This is it's not ben yomo. Ain't a ben yomo. Okay? We put it into a deira with tapshul, a basar, is mamish mahadrin basar over here. So obviously everything over here is ben yomo. So you have basar. So the halacha is that this is mutter. Why is it going to be mutter? Obvious, because this is tam pogum from the kaf. This is also mutter. Wait a second, asks the Baragola. No, I think it's Baragola. Baragola. Ask the Baragola. Wait a second. You've got tam chalav that goes into the basar, which then goes into the walls. So you have Eina ben Yomo, tam in the walls. So this should be Aser lichatchila, because you have Eina ben Yomo chalav in the walls. Says the Baragola, Hakdeira shelo paga bala ela achar shenifkema. The kli only absorbed what? The kli only absorbed chalav, which was already nifkam. Once the chalav is nifkam, so then in such a case, the kli is not going to be asur. The prima gadim is merames that this fits beautifully into Tosvos, according to Tosvos that said that the svara of why we say that when it comes to an Eina ben Yomo is pat is going to be asur is because there was a time that it was asur, so then even though now it is mutter, nevertheless, the halach is that we make gzera on that pat, that fits in beautifully with the psak in Tzadi Dalet Dalet, that what? That the pat is going to be mutter. Why? Because the tam that was absorbed into the pat was already pogum. And the reason why a kli is going to be aser, even though now it's an Eina ben Yomo, is because it absorbed it when it was in a state of iser. Over here, the pat absorbed it when it was already pogum. That's going to be, take a look in our sheet, that's going to be nafkamina number one. The Prima Gadim alludes to this. We ordered it slightly differently than the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim also quotes in Sifkat and Gimel, quotes a Shalz of Tshuva's Dvar Shmuel that has a wild Havamina that we're going to make reference to in terms of Halacha L'maisa, but you got to stick around for a while till we get to it, Halacha L'maisa, L'maisa, L'maisa. When I say a while, I mean after Pesach. And that is the Halachos of Hagola Klicheres. Hagolas Klicheres. Everybody knows that the Gemara tells us in Psachim and Daflamet Omer Aleph that Klicheres en yotze midofa of la'olam. And you can't, no matter what you do with Klicheres, you can't do Hagola. However, every once in a while, there are instances which are cases of Mamish, Mamish, Shas, Hadchak. So then there's a discussion, the Poskim, is there any room that we could say that when it comes to Klicheres, there's room to be Mekel. So if you take a look, the Prima Gadim in Sif Katan Gimel, he gives us Nafkamina number 2 in the above Chakira. Again, three Tzadim in the above Chakira. Why is it that Eina ben Yomo Pat is going to be Asa L'Chatchila? Tosos, Ran, or the Rush. So the Prima Gadim Sif Katan Gimel quotes the Dvar Shmuel. And he says, it's a very long Sif Seidas. It's the first quarter. In the first quarter, it's after a period. Va'ayim b'sefer shut dvar Shmuel shin yud aleph b'klicheres porcelain be'ena ben yoma lahatir be'efsim eruba. Ooh, this is very, very important. Some rabbanim will pull this out of their pocket every once in a while, even though it's against Shulchan Aruch left and right. But at the end of the day, there is a dvar Shmuel that says be'efsim eruba, you're allowed to kasher porcelain. V'shlish harishon. Afilu, Sif Seidas, Tzadi Gimel, Gimel. So, do you have a heter when it comes to Klicheres? Do you say that there, b'di'eved, there is room to be makel? Oh, so says the Prima Gadim, according to Tosfos, absolutely not. According to Tosfos, why would there be a heter? At the end of the day, Eina ben Yomo, it absorbed, the Kli Cheres absorbed it in a state of Isur. It was Isur Mahadrin. So then in such a case, that is, you're always going to answer a Kli. The Prima Gadim then goes on and he says, V'ilu l'teretz ha'sheni shel ha'rosh, av bola heter u'bish l'ach meis veis chal mamish, ein takana l'kdei rezu d'gzer krova hu ma'od. He says, maybe there's going to be room to be makel according to the rush. Even more explicitly, according to the Ran, where the Ran said that l'shtamesh b'kli, that's a din l'chatchila. You look at that as a din l'chatchila. That when it comes to the case of b'di'eved, the food has been already cooked. So what did the Ran say? When the food is already cooked. So then in such a case, he says, that's considered b'di'eved, you could rely on tam pogum. But to be mishtamish with the kli, that's going to be considered l'chatchila. So the Dvar Shmuel argues in the following direction. He says that when it comes to this case, where you have no other option except to destroy the porcelain, so then in such a case, that already might be in a state of no longer a case of l'chatchila. When do we say l'chatchila when it comes to kelim? So there, where you could kasher it, here, this is not a state of l'chatchila, this is mamish ein b'di'eved yoser mizeh. That's a, you know, you're going to have to destroy the kli. So in such a case, the Dvar Shmuel evokes a svara that's very similar to the Ran that we saw. That the Ran said that kelim in general is a din l'chatchila, you have to be machmir. But when it comes to ochel, then it's a din b'di'eved. It could be over here, this is a greater din of b'di'eved. In ochel, we constructed a case where your mamish going to be stuck. So he says in such a case, it could very well be that we're going to be makel entirely when it comes to eino pogum. We're going to get back in terms of halacha l'maaseh b'cheres, but you should be aware that there is this Dvar Shmuel in the Prima Gadim that is makel. Finally, what about our Ramah himself? Our Ramah said that to be mevashel pariv in a kli basar, that after you waited 24 hours for and cooked chalav inside. So then in such a case, you're allowed to be mat, you're allowed to use it for pariv. So wait a second. According to Tosos, I'm going to argue today that the Shulchan Aruch is consistent. He follows Tosos out of sof. According to Tosos, it's mestaber. Why? Because you cooked it for basar, then you waited a full 24 hours, and then you put chalav inside. Was there ever a shame isra on the kli? The answer is no, there was never a shame isra on the kli. So therefore, you could use the kli for pariv. However, according to the Ran, that's mechalik between l'chatchila and b'di'eved, so then, l'chura, this kli is a din l'chatchila. How can you be mishtamish with it for pariv? So we have on our outline three nafkaminas between Tosas and the Ran, and how the rush in the second day fits in, so that the Prima Gadim works with a little bit more. Chesky, you had a question. Okay, good. So this is the three possibilities, and what we should all have ingrained, one thing, leaving aside the details, just start going back to the basics, the halach is when you have a kli eina ben yomo, the kli eina ben yomo, the halach is that you cannot use it l'chatchila for cooking. However, b'di'eved, if one cooked in it, so then in such a case the food is mutter. What's the svara? So we have Tosas, Rosh, and the Ran, and three nafkaminas. Finally, on our page, we have one more thing in regards to Cheres. This is the wildest shita that we're going to see. You know, this is a collector's item. The wildest shita that you're going to see in all of Hilchas Basar V'Chalav and Taruvos. We're about to have the schus to learn it right now. And how it's going to apply is a fascinating discussion. The Tur quotes in Bala Itur that says something that will knock your socks off. The Bala Itur and the Taz quotes it. I mentioned the difference in methodology of the Taz and the Shach. Rav Miller has mentioned this in the context of other simanim, but here this simon is a great example. Every single shita, even the ones that are entirely rejected by the Beis Yosef, that are quoted by the Tur, the Taz quotes. The Taz quotes three mechudesh dikta shitas that are entirely ignored by the Mechaber. The Taz quotes them. And Rav Miller's point was that the Taz was not only written on Shulchan Aruch, he meant that the Perish be written as well to encompass the Tur as well. The Shach, you will hardly ever find him get involved with something that's beyond the Shulchan Aruch itself. So here, the Taz quotes a Balu Itur. Let's take a look at Taz Sifkatan Al. That also is a very important Maramakom in regards to Cheres. He says the following, Sifkatan Al, Fatur Kasa B'Shem Balu Itur, Im Bishel Cholav. Listen to this, Rabosai. If you cook Cholav, B'kdeira Shel Basar Bas Yoma, V'yesh Bo Shishim, Mevashel Achar Kach Me'ezim Min Sheyirtze. The wildest shita that you will ever see in Basar V'Chalav Taruz. And that is, milk could kasher a meat kli. If you have shishim of milk keneged the kli, so you and I would have thought, now you've made the kli Basar V'Chalav Mahadrin, comes along the Bala Itur, and the Bala Itur says, you can now cook whatever you want inside of this kli. Now, as far as this shita, that you can now cook whatever you want inside of this kli, it is roundly rejected by Rishonim with many, many rayas. Of course, the Bala Itur was no slouch, and the Bala Itur will be able to answer every single one of the rayas. But unfortunately, because we are learning lahalacha and not learning bi'iyun, all the shitas, we cannot get involved what the yishuv for the Bala Itur is. But we will get involved with one part of the yishuv. And that is, there's another problem with the Bala Itur. Because the Bala Itur is also talking black and white about Cheres. And that involves us with another problem. And that is, how could you say that you could be Mevashel or Magil at all Cheres? Don't we have a rule in the Gemara that's Eina Yotze Midei Dofav La'olam? So we're going to focus on that angle that the Taz focuses on. And the Taz suggests a fascinating chiddush in regards to Cheres. And this is going to be important for us after Pesach. So you got to remember this Taz, Tzadik Gimel Aleph, Mirtz Hashem, after Pesach. The Taz suggests the following yisod. Take a look at the Taz Venira. It's the last third, Shlish Acharon, Taz, Sifkatan Aleph. He starts Venira. Venira de Bala Itura Yisvir Le Mikach Kushizu. The becheres bechulin ena chenami, the mina Torah muter ba'agala, el dafka bekotchim amra Torah eni yotzim idei dofav. It seems to be a chumrah of kotchim. The Taz says that cheres eni yotzim idei dofav la'olam, which is the halacha that the Torah says kli cheres yishaver. That's what the Torah says in Parshas Tzav. Says the Taz, the Bala Itur holds that that's only a halacha in kotchim. Rabbanan amru the gam bechulin amrin and kain, but the Rabbanan said that this applies mid Rabbanan in regards to chulin. And he concludes, va'anan chazinan bigzera de tam pogum de lo chashu bo chacham lo elo lechatchila, avol b'diyeved shari. The only time the Rabbanim were machmer was l'chatchila. What does he mean? That they were machmer l'chatchila when it comes to not using that kli. But b'di'eved, like when you're talking about the food itself, it's mutter. V'kan havi k'di'eved. But here it's considered like b'di'eved. Kivan she'yafshar l'shtamish bo. Because you can't use it in any other way. So the poskim have this Taz in their back pocket that the Taz seems to say that there are times b'di'eved, because the iser was only midrabanan when it comes to kli cheres, the din d'oraisa is by kachim. V'amevin yavin, what would have to say is that when it comes to kachim, there even the smallest amount of nosar is going to be asur. When it comes to shari surim macholos asuros, we're not as machmir. And therefore, when it comes to a situation in which we're dealing with cheres that you're going to be stuck forever, so then we have one more chiddush on top, that says that if you're cooking the chalav, so the chalav will extract the basar, and then in such a case, the pot is going to be entirely mutter, which then one is going to have to get involved with whether that fits into Gemaris or not, that it's possible for chalav to be a mesakin. Of course, on that irony, the Taz concludes, Masha'en ken kan de nemar dal yidea gozu de chalav yavo isur umitikun ze nase kilkul ze lo gozu rabbanan. We never would say that the tikun of hagolah, which he assumes works, will create the isur of basar b'chalav into the pot, and we assume it has the ability to be makshir because the whole isur is only midrabbanan. Okay, that's a collector's item over here. I'll give you one more collector's item that the Taz quotes in our simon. That's in Sifkatan Beis. Sifkatan Beis, he quotes a Rajba. And then I'll take your question, Rabbi Yamin. He quotes a Rajba, we'll just give honorable reference to, that the Rajba says that if you have a fleshik tikapat, now this is a Rajba, this is a collector's item again, because this is one of the cases where the Rajba has a shita in the Torah Habayis, and that shita, the Torah Habayis, most of the Rajba shitas are not wild. Here's a shita of the Torah Habayis that the Rajba develops beautifully, that is roundly rejected by the poskim. And that is that the Rajba suggests that if an individual cooks vegetables inside a fleshig pot, then that will serve hagola as well. And the pot is no longer considered fleshig. So the Taz and Kudas HaKesef talk about how viable that shita is, why it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We assume not that way. We assume if you cook vegetables inside a fleshig pot, the pot remains fleshig. The only way to do it is to be magulit according to all the halachos of Hagola. Why cooking vegetables does not serve as a form of Hagola is a separate discussion that the Taz and the Kudus HaKesef both discuss. We'll come back to that in the Taz if we get to everything that I'd like to do today. But you should know that la halacha, we do not assume that in very practical terms. We assume that the pot remains fleshig. So these are the two collector's items from the Taz. Actually, the first one is going to be more important for us in terms of halacha l'maisa than the second one. Yes, Rabbi Yamin.
The poskim disagreed about it there by other kelim, not just Paris. I mean, the way the Torah's kasha is a kasha from Kliparis, that Kliparis.
Any yotzmi de'dofov, right?
But by other kelim, it almost sounds like you agree.
That's right, and the Nekudas HaKesef takes that possibility seriously. And that's the side that I didn't want to discuss. That was the angle I didn't want to discuss. At the end of the day, la halacha, we don't assume that cooking chalav would serve as a hagolah.
Is that against the halachas in Tzadi Beis, where when there's even just a tipa of milk, we ask for the kli, even if there's more than shishim in the
right, that would be one of the questions. Nachon. Yeah?
The premise of the tour, though, or explaining the Bala Itter, that this would be a case of, because you'd have to, you wouldn't be able to use a kli, would be make it considered a b'dieved case in the Rosh Hashanah. Isn't that the same as the Rosh Hashanah?
Yes, there are similarities between the two. Correct. There are similarities between the two. And then you would go back also to the Rishon that precede that as well. Yes, there are similarities.
It's not like the Heter then isn't just like an outlier.
That's what we're going to have to, with Mirtz Hashem, when we get back to Cheres. The problem is that doesn't fit into Shulchan Aruch in a few places, but remind me that in Pesach to make sure we come back to that and that's far. Yes?
Just a quick, question. Mm-hmm. Rabbi said that, so the Taz passed in this way, and he goes to the defense of the Bala Itter, he explains about the Das of Bala Itter. Exactly.
Right.
Is that usually enough reason to assume that he actually holds that way, or just...
That's what Yosef Stiuk is. He says, maybe that's also another point about usually the Shach will conclude and will tell you what the Halach is. The Taz over here says that he's essentially defended the Bala Itur. It's a fair question of whether what we have to do is Mirtz Hashem to do the Kufchaf areas in Yaradeh, and then we're going to see. Hopefully then we'll mine the Taz and figure out how the Taz actually passes. Next part of Simin Tzadi Gimel comes back to what we did in then the Tzadi Beis. And that is in regards to Zeya and a new angle of it in regards to Kisui. Says the Ramah, part number two of the Shir. V'din Kisui Kedera, Kedin Kedera Atzma. The status of the lid of a Kedera is like the Kedera itself. why would it be like the Kedera itself? So this is straightforward, and that is that when it comes to the Tavshil, so then the Tavshil has items that are going to hit the Kedera. You have the steam that's going up. We've already seen the Zeya that is Oser as well. So therefore, the kisui is going to assume the status of the kedera itself. Obviously, we're talking about a case where it's reached the state of yatzel edispo. If it didn't reach the state of yatzel edispo, then there's a lot to talk about the status of the kedera. But otherwise, as it did, and here we have a fascinating chumra. The yesh machmir continues the Ramah bekisui loyma the afal bishena ben yomo dino kilo haya ben yomo, and some say that you have to actually be machmir with the kisui, and consider a ben yomo. So what would that mean in very practical terms? That would mean that if you use that kisui again after 24 hours, so then even though that pot would not aser food that's inside, however, the kisui would. So Rama says, this sounds ridiculous. He says, v'chein noagim miktas mekomo, some have that custom. V'chein ani noeg b'pnei ha-minig, and I'm noeg that way because of the minig. V'hu chumra below tam. But it's a chumra without a tam. So, by the way, here you see the Ramah's, this is a collector's item for those who are going to write a paper on Jacob, and it's, you know, sometime soon, Bezer Hashem. So, about the chumras of the Hanhaga of the Ramah, you see the absolute deference of the Ramah to Minog, even though he says it's a chumra below tam. Nevertheless, he says, Chein ani noeg mipnei ha-minog. I won't say the story again if I said it this year, but I have to say it every year. I told you the story about Chassidim and the Masnagdim already this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. We re-yotze. That's a very, very important story. Umikom makom b'makom sheyesh shum tzad latir b'lav achi oshu l'tzar Shabbos ol hefsed yesh lahatir menakisu ben yom kamo b'kder asa. Now here's a real collector's item. I think the first time I learned Basa V'Cholav Taruvus, I didn't know this most basic thing. And that is, if you want to understand the Shita of the Ramah, what do, Rabbi Osai? What do? You go, A, to Darkei Moshe, and B, to Torah Schatas, because the Torah Schatas is the Ramah's own Sefer. The Ramah's own Sefer. So the Shach, Sifkat and Dalet, quotes that the Ramah himself, even though he says it's a minig below tam, the Ramah, in his broadness, says, I think I understand what their svara lahachmir is. If you take a look at Sivkat and Dal, it's so beautiful. The Ramah is so awesome. Okay. Says he's a lot of times hard to understand, but his godless jumps out at you. Of course, the biggest is his hanava, that he ultimately backed down from writing a sefer like the Beis Yosef, because he felt all it needed was his notes, the Darkei Moshe on it, and then he was planning to write his own Shulchan Aruch, and then he saw that Beis Yosef did what he thought was even a better job than him, so he just wrote notes, and it was his Anava that created a one Sefer of Halacha for Klal Yisrael, that we have one Shulchan Aruch, and also it was Anava that created his legacy. I doubt the Ramah, both the Ramah and the Marshal would have said it. It doesn't make any sense that Marshal Sefer is not really used l'halacha today, and the Ramah's sefer is the most important sefer in Ashkenaz. But it was the Ramah's hanava, not to be sholo chasachil the Marshal, but you know why I say the Marshal, because the Marshal used to tear the Ramah to pieces all the time. They were cousins. The Marshal was very, very tough on the Ramah, and the Ramah was mevatel himself to the Marshal. So the Ramah's hanava will never ever hurt. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said that every time that someone came towards me to fight with me, I always backed away. And Reb Shlomo Zalman is the most famous of them all. See, the Shach and Sivkot and Dal quotes the Torah Schatas. Miu b'Torah Schatas klal pehei din dal kosav tzas tam l'das anachmirim mishum desvira le dechamir. What a beautiful svara. Dechamir iser zeh v'recha mi iser shual yidei tam ba'atzma. There is a geshmak svara for the machmirim. And the geshmak svara is that zeh is not classic tam. We've already seen before that zeh is extremely, extremely potent. So it could be that ironically the tam that will go into the kedera is not as potent as the Zeya itself that's sitting on top of the Kisu. Nevertheless, even though the Ramah quotes it, I looked it up in the Torah's Chattas, the Ramah then concludes, he doesn't think that we should be choshesh for that Shita Mikra Dedina, but it should be understood that there is a rationale. However, the great Marshal, the Ramah's cousin, has a different take on it. Umarshal Bisav Heter Shelo, Doch, it's not the Isser Heter that we have, it's a different Isser Heter. Doch Atam Kayotzi Bezeh, Umitoch Tchiyasu continues the Shach and Sifkat and Dalit, Vekosavu, the Dachim Bosan Kisuyim Shem Ktsarim Milamala, Vieshba Kein Chalat. So what the Marshal says, what the type of Kisuy that's going to be Yasser, is this is a word that sounds best in Yiddish, you can't, doesn't have the same sound in English, and that is a Spitz. That the Kisui has a little bit of a point. And that you have, that is something that's quite common, even with Kisuyim today. So this area is more likely to trap the Zeya. So basically what the Marshal does is that he accepts his cousin's Svara. He accepts his cousin's Svara of a possible reason to be Machmir. But he says it only makes sense in the area of the Spitz itself. So the Marshal says it makes absolutely no sense. None of the Rabbanim would ever have been more Machmer on a Kisui except the area of the Spitz itself. So the Shach then, now we're going to have a machlokes between the Shach and the Taz within the Marshal. According to the Shach, what happens is that once you say that the Spitz is Aser, so then we say Chaticha Nasas Nevela over the entire Kisui. The entire Kisui is Chatich Nas Nevela, and one would have to be Mechashbein Keneged Kol HaKisui. And then you need Shishim Pam Shishim on the entire Kisui. However, if you take a look at the Taz also quotes the Marshal. However, the Taz comes out, I'll read both inside, where I say that there's a Machlokes between the Shach and the Taz. I was in the middle of the Shach, so I'll continue reading with the Shach. Even though this is a small area, the Spitz, the pointed area, it makes the Be'en Nevela. So if you read the Shach carefully, the Shach says that the whole Kisui becomes Nevela. However, the Taz, in his Venir Alinias Daiti, after he quotes the Marshal, says a little bit differently. Venir Alinias Daiti, about five lines into the Taz, and Sifkat and Bey's in the Taz. Venir Alinias Daiti, Linuk Bazet, Sheish Lasharim, Yesh Batal, Shishim Negam, Mokamakot, Shevakishui, Oz, Ancient Shash Easter. So the Taz only measures the actual Spitz itself, the area of the Spitz itself, and the Shach says that the entire Kisui is going to be Oz. So a technical Machlokis. The one instance, I photocopied for you how we pask in La'alacha. The Chachmas Adam, let me show you La'alacha, how the Chachmas Adam comes. You never could go wrong with the Chachmas Adam. Chal Memvav, Sifkat and Gimel, the Sefer of Choice of Psak for Rav Nevensal and Rav Miller. Chal Memvav Gimel, the Chachmas Adam writes, Kisu and Rabbi Braunspiegel as well. Kisui Akhtar, I told you the story with Rabbi Braunspiegel, that I once had Nida Shaila. This I told the guys in Nida, I think. I once had Nida Shaila, and I called Rabbi Braunspiegel up, and he said, "I have to give me a minute," and he called me back, and then he asked me, "Chaim, do you have the Chachmas Adam at home? I just got married. I didn't have a Chachmas Adam." He said, "You should have a Chachmas Adam." He said, that's the final Sefer. He told this to me in a couple of contexts. So it's amazing that all of my Rabbeim, both the Rabbeim that I spoke to most in Yoredeya, as well as a Rebbe who I spent the most time learning Gemara from, all of them said the bottom line is the Chachmas Adam. So Chachmas Adam Mem Vav Gimel concludes Allah as follows: Kisa Akder Medina Dina Kikder VeKol Akelim Tim Eina Ben Yoma Eina Aser Elisha Minig LaHachmir BeKisuim SheShem Kein Chalal. So the Chachmas Adam rejects the entire general chumrah of the Kisui in general, and he says that if it does have a Spitz, so then in such a case you should be Machmir. Vu Katsar, the Inyan Shen Yichon Lunakosham, Vim Kane, Yesham Be'en Machmas Azeh, Verticheshal Sham, U Be'en Lo Mahani Me'esla Ace. And because it's Me'en, so then in such a case Me'esla Ace would not help. Vulchain Osrim, and therefore it's also Afilma Kisuin Ben Yomo. Even if the Kisui is not Ben Yomo, then also one would have to be Machmir because it has a din of Be'en. You have to be choshek goes up, and there's not enough shishim kineged ben. V'imkein osa ben nasis nevela, v'sarach shishim pa'amim shishim, v'achas neged osa makom shel kisui. Then you're going to need, in such a case, not only kineged the ben, but that entire area. I would recommend, l'chatchila, I saw the Oz V'Hadar raises this, that when it comes to kalim, there are pressure cookers. Example you would have is in regards to popcorn and so on, where there's a tremendous amount of pressure that's pushing towards the kisui. For sure, if the kisui has a spitz and so on, that there to be machmir even on an eina ben yomo, and yesh la'ayin, that maybe it's even the other poskim who reject the Torah's chatas out of hand. When it comes to such an item, maybe there would be room for a machmir tavol of bracha miikar dedina. The only area one would have to be machmir for would be the spitz. But certainly in those areas, one would have to be choshesh. Yet you should examine that there shouldn't be be'en. I just throw out to think about the Chochmas Adam didn't raise this. If you wipe down, if he says it's mamish be'en, so if you wiped it down, so then in such a case, then the be'en could be removed. If the be'en was removed immediately, I think what the Chochmas Adam is saying though is what happens is you have the be'en which is trapped, and then once the be'en is trapped, so then that tam begins to be mispashe throughout the top of the kisui. And since that end becomes trapped, so then that area becomes nevela. So it could be wiping down as well, would not be helpful. And therefore, shilas of a pressure cooker would be different than other kalim. Other kalim, a kisui, it's a rapasha, it's a benyom be mutter. When it comes to a pressure cooker, there's one would need to ask a mora ora what to do in such an instance.
Why?
Because in such a case, there is more room that the entire thing will become nevela, and the end would be nevela, and you have to be choshesh.
But I mean, the whole issue is that because there's this little spit, something we're concerned that might get caught in there, and you're not going to clean it out properly.
Correct, and then that area will then assume the identity
right.
of
so
that.
The whole thing is possible like the taz in that sense.
Correct.
So then why would a pressure cooker be more machmir?
Because if this chash of zeya is heightened in a pressure cooker.
I mean, it's a binary. Either there's zeya or there's not zeya. What does it matter how much zeya?
Exactly. That you have to be choshesh that there's zeya there.
Oh,
you have to be choshesh that
there's
the you have to be.
There might not be zeya in the pot. Well, you say that a pot of zeya.
No, but what? It's going to be commiserate. In other words, when you have a pressure cooker, there's going to be more zeya, and therefore, if there's any cracks or cracks are not the right word. If there's any area for the zeya to be trapped, there's more likely to be a chashah be'en. So you have to.
The concern is that zeya is going to get trapped.
Absolutely.
Or that
yeah. That's what the Chochmas Adam said.
Okay.
So the Chochmas Adam said that we're concerned that the Zeya is going to, so that it will retain its state of ban. Yeah. Basically, what I'm saying, let me just crunch what I said about pressure cookers. Let me just crunch it. What I'm saying is that pressure cooker is an example of where you'll have a Zeya be'en, where you might have to be choshesh that the entire kisui will have that din. Of that item, in other words, when it comes to a pot, maybe you need a spitz as dramatic as this. When it comes to a pressure cooker, it seems to me that there's room to be choshesh that even a smaller spitz than that.
So nowadays we have pots which every lid has, instead of it just being a flat thing, has a little screw in the middle and it twists, so that could actually catch things. So that would also apply.
Maybe, correct. I didn't discuss this with Mora Hora, but it's something that should be. I did see a poskim raise. That a pressure cooker, there's more room to be machmer. Yeah.
When you have a pot, a pot cover, or an oven, or anything that like pushes for zeya, is zeya like can you see it and feel it? Like can I look at this pot and say like, oh, there's no zeya in here, so I could use it?
It seems not that way.
I mean, it's not just a din and like. I mean, even if
this is a like unique chumra of zeya.
Even if I have a pot like that, so I can't like clean it well, but I could look and see like, oh, it's dry.
Correct. Or so then, so dryer. Again, so let's again remind ourselves. When we're talking about regular Zeya, so regular Zeya we view as Tam. And therefore, the Tam is absorbed. We have to be choshish. Tam is absorbed the walls. If it's after 24 hours, you don't have to be choshish at all. However, when it comes to other states of Zeya, so then we're choshish that there's Be'en in the Spitz. And then there's going to, then in such a case, then the Be'en, you have to be Mesha'er, even Keneged Kolakisu, according to the Shah.
Different Zeya?
Yeah. The Zeya doesn't disappear. Let's not talk outside. Let's see if I'm reading the Chochmas Sadim correctly. Let's read the Chochmas Sadim again. The Chochmas Sadim said, Vim Kain, third line in Mem Vav Gimel. Vim Kain Yesham Be'en Machmas Hazeya Vaharesicha Sha'alasham. This is in the Spitz. Ube Be'en Lo Mahani Me'es La'es. V'lechein Osun Afilu Makiso Yenu Ben Yoma. Because now you have to be choshish that there is a ben over there. There's something more that's been trapped. So the answer to your question is very straightforward. A general oven that doesn't have a spitz, poskim haven't raised that as a problem, so a general oven is not going to be a problem. You don't have an issue of a spitz. However, just a second. However, I just want to crunch the answer to your question. However, where you have an area where the Zeya could be trapped in a particular place, so then you have to be choshesh that Zeya remains and it doesn't simply enter the walls, and then you might have to even be choshesh for an Eina Ben Yom. That's the words of the Chochma Sadim.
But I mean, I'd be able to see that or feel it.
Possibly,
so
correct.
See, or I put a blow dry.
Eina Chanami, Eina Chanami, Eina Chanami, right. That would be a relevant factor. Coming back to the pressure cooker, that would be a relevant factor that the Rav would ask. Did you clean it? Did you clean it beforehand? The moment in which it was cleaned, so then it falls back to the regular rules of Tam. Once it falls back to the regular rules of Tam, then only if it's a Ben Yomo is it going to be Aser. If it's going to be an Eina Ben Yomo, then in such a case it's going to be Mutter. So yes, Jacob.
What it specifically says is in Makom Sh'ein Yichom Nakusham.
Correct? Nachon? Nachon?
If it is, even if it's a place where, even if you don't say that you clean it necessarily, you think it's you could assume that you cleaned it.
It was
a place that
can't. That's a nice deal. Jacob wants to be medayik that the Chochmas Sadim is mashma. You could generally assume that as an area that has access, that it would be cleaned. Yeah, in
the
chanam.
The call, you can't clean either way.
Right, right.
But,
okay.
For
What would the Chochmas Sadim though say about a place that theory could be cleaned? That's in a pressure cooker that wasn't cleaned. I think there might be room already there to.
If the
smooth
top pressure cooker, where's there's no.
Ain't a chanami.
So it's only a question of if there's a spitz.
Yeah.
But once there's a spitz,
no,
you're concerned if there's a pressure cooker or not a pressure cooker.
No.
It's not like magically entering the metal just because it's a higher pressure.
Well, again, because there are poskim that suggest that there might even be more room to be machmir, even a pressure cooker in general, because of Zeya in general. That we saw it. The Torah's Chata said. There is a shita that holds that when it comes to Zeya, that we have to be choshish for Zeya. What I am saying, let me just finish. Therefore, there's room to be machmir on that front. And then, what I'm saying is that even though it doesn't qualify to Jacob's area, what were the Chochmas Adam's words? Chalal malav u'katzer. I'm saying that if it's going to be a little bit larger than that, let's say where it's an area that somebody didn't clean, I would be choshish for Zeya in such a case that there's room to be choshish in such an instance.
By a
pressure cooker. Only by a pressure cooker. No, not true.
If I use a lid and I don't clean it, so then we have to assume that something's congealed on it.
No, absolutely not. If you have a pot, right? That and the pot itself appears clean. So then, in such a case, if even though it was used and there was Zeya that went to the top of the pot, if the pot appears clean, if it's an Eina Ben Yoma, it's Mutter. That's a general rule of thumb. It's only if there was condensation and so on that you still saw afterwards. But if you didn't see any mamashos, so then in such a case, all I'm pointing out is that by a pressure cooker that you're going to have to be more choshish. Okay, let's go on. We could agree to disagree. All right, let's go on. We have a few more lines in the Ramah. Says the Ramah, V'im lakcho kisu reseach mikder shel basar. If you took a kisu reseach of kder shel basar, v'nasna also al kder shel chalav, and you placed it on a kder shel chalav. So Rabbi say you have the case. You have a case of a kisui roseach that was put onto a kder shel chalav. Im shneim chamim shneim asurim. If both are hot, so then they're both asur. Im yesh machol b'kedera shel basar v'chalav. So then in such a case, everything is going to be asur. So if you have a kisui on top of a kedera shel chalav, both are going to be asur. V'im ha-kisui tzonen. But if the kisui is cold, v'kedera chama, nami shneim asurim. Then in such a case, both are also going to be asur. Why? Because you have the heat that's going to go up onto the kisui. Im hischil azia tachas ha-kisui ditato gvar. So then in such a case, you have, even if the kisui is kar, but if the bottom is kham, so it'll be mazia. Here, this is blue, so this is, let's say, milchix, and imagine this is red, this is fleshix. So then in such a case, the zeya is going to make the kisui asur. What about one final case, concludes the Rama? V'im ha-kisui kham, v'akdei tzonenes, but if the lid is hot and the kedera is called hakol shari. So then, in such a case, everything is permissible because the zeya that is going to go down, it's no longer going up. So then, in such a case, if it's going down, so then what's the problem? The problem is not going to be the cold asuring the hot, the kisui is not going to be asur. And we're going to discuss the pot itself shortly. And in regards to the meichel, rakamachel tzarech klipa. The meichel needs a klipa. Why? Because the kisui was cham. The kisui is going to have zeya that's going to fall into the machel. And it'll be mevashel kedei klipa. And here we have a heter, though, of the Ramah. Im efshar lekolfo. That's only if it's possible to be kolef the food. If you remember in the past, we had, the Ramah was of the opinion that when you have, we had this Ramah in Sadi Beis, that we, was it Sadi Beis or even Sadi, yeah, Sadi Beis, we had it, by Hanan, that the Ramah said that if you have a liquid item, that you were mevashel kedei klipa, in such a case, since it's ef sher lekolfo, the halacha is that the liquid is mutter. So here the same is going to apply. If you can't easily do klipa, everything is going to be mutter. Mef sher lekolfo. Vim lav hakol shari. And otherwise, everything is permissible. Vim lo haya machal b'kedera hakol shari, davi kedei shtei kederos, shenagos zo bezo. So again, let's crunch this last case. It seemed like, Jacob, there was something that was bothering you in this halacha. If you have a kisui cham and a gedera tzonenes, so then in such a case, we're choshesh that the cham of the kisui, let's say that this was basar, is going to fall into the chalav. Says the Ramah, if it's a case of chalav, then the chalav is going to be mutter, even though it should be asur kedei klipa, because the Ramah is of the opinion that when it comes to liquids, you can't do klipa. They're a liquid. You can't if shar the cloth im davar anozel umemela kol ye mutar mama kisui. What's going to be with the kisui? Kisui is also going to be mutter. What's with the kedera? So Rama said the kedera is mutter. The shach is bothered by something. The shach doesn't understand why, in such a case, the kedera is going to be permissible. Because in our kedera, what we have is we have the kedera sitting. This is the milchak kedera that has a kisui sitting right on top of it. So asks the shach, wait a second, but don't you have droplets from the kisui that are going to go onto the kedera itself, particularly on the rim of the kedera? So that's the shach's question, and the shach's going to give a brilliant answer we're going to see shortly. So far so good, Jacob? Good? Case now good? Okay. So says the shach in Sifkat and Vav, as you pointed out, if you have mamashus, you need to wipe it off. But otherwise, the keter is going to be mutter. So, of course, there's usually condensation right over here. Over here, there's condensation from the kisui. So the shach is bothered wait a second, let's say the walls are like this. What about the condensation that's going on top of the rim of the walls? Mikol makom shari. Shemash nifresh min hakisui havi kikli sheni. What comes out of the kisui is considered like kli sheni. V'lo dami l'irui. Wait a second. But why don't we consider this irui? So says the shach, the tipa achas koach hamimoso posek ve'eno kikli rishon. In such a case, it's considered posek and akli rishon, and this is not the shach talking, it's the darke Moshe. It's the Ramah himself writes this in the name of the Isser Veheter. This shach is the source for the Chachmas Adam that we saw last week. Last week we had a problem in the end of Simin Sadi Beis. We had a problem on the case of Chelev, that we had a drip of Chelev that fell onto a Kedera. And there we learned that the halacha is that it's not Mivasha. And the Shach and the Be'er Agro and Rabbi Kiva Eger and others were all bothered at the end of the day. It should be Mivashel Kedei Klipa. And we had a problem even within the Shach himself. Because the Shach himself holds that Irivin Iru Shinifsaka Kiluach, the Shach is Machmir and Simin Kufhei. What's the answer that the Chachmas Adam gave? We had a few answers. But the Chachmas Adam's defense of the Shach, and this is Halacha L'maisa, is that when it comes to Tipa, you don't have to be Machmir. That won't be Mevashel Kedei Klipa. And the Chachmas Adam's mitzayin into this Shach. So now we finally saw that Shach that says that when it's Nifsek HaKiluach, even though the Shach is Machmir Kedei Klipa, he's not talking about a tipa. Tipos themselves we can be makelon. And this is an important idea in terms of halacha lemaisa, because often you'll have a shaila of an irui. A lot of times the shailas of irui are cases of a tipa or two. So every once in a while you'll be frying, and you'll notice that there's a little bit of shemen that jumped over here, that jumped over there. So do you have to be machmir, etc., etc.? No, the answer is that when it comes to a tipa, and the Chachmas Adam paskens this way, and that is the best way to explain, as it's a darkei Moshe, our simin. Yes, Rebbe Yamin.
If tipa doesn't count as iris, then why is the ma'achal need klipa?
Because it's more than tipa. Over there, you have this condensation that's coming down entirely from the kisui. It's more.
So it's now more than a drop.
Yeah, the answer is that when you have 50 drops, that's no longer considered tipa.
Even if they only come down one by one.
Yes, if it's happening consistently, then that's no longer tipa.
What? How does?
That would be part of the expression when it rains and pours. In other words, that's not a spring shower. It's already considered a pour.
Don't you usually need Zaya to bring down
yes.
another Zaya?
Yes.
And so, but the bottom pot's cold, so there's no Zaya.
Correct. Over here, we're talking about that the kisu is already cham. So it sounds like that we're talking about this, that this has been transported from another thing that was already on the fire. And then you put it,
right,
you put it on that.
Out, just because the cover is hot, it like
eventually
shoots out,
the rules of gravity. Yeah, that's what it seems. That not shoots out, but the rules of gravity is the condensation is going to cause it to fall down.
Because the gravity going up and down, we're always worried only about the initial Zaya going up, catching on to Zaya and coming
correct.
Back down. We're
correct.
Never worried about the Zaya itself just sitting up there, even if it was hot.
It seems like we are.
So when we were.
Everything we've been discussing before,
but
here you see that that is going to go down. We did mention that there was some.
Shlomo Kluger,
right? But this was even Rabbi Shlomo Kluger was willing to concede that it was that this is even fine with Rabbi Shlomo Kluger as well. There's no kasha Rabbi Shlomo Kluger from this halacha.
This is not midin zeya. This is midin iru.
No, the Zeya,
it seems like that it's the Zeya that's going to be the Irui, because the Ramah said, Im Hiskel Azia, prior the Ramah said, Im Hiskel Azia. Okay, Rabosai, it took me a little bit longer to get to Simin Sadi Dalet. I would like to push ahead, but Shir has already been 1 hour, 14 minutes, and 22 seconds. How many of you would like to push ahead for Simin Sadi Dalet? How many would like to stop? I'm totally fine with either. How many would like to stop? Be honest, I'm not insulted. Okay, so we'll stop. Mirtzei Hashem on Thursday, we'll pick up with Simon Sadi Dalet. Okay?
upset about microwaves.
Why would it change?
What you said about microwaves is that when the food is covered, it economy is hot and is there.